Hello everyone, I am back for another podcast. This is not going to be a ranking. This is actually something different. I am going to share with you all a rewrite or just a change I would make. Don't take this that seriously. I'm not a professional writer or anything. How I would have done season 8 now. I'm sure you guys, if you might have some problems, you might not. I personally, I don't have as much problem as did other people do. Like, I was able to, for the bells, I was able to let that stuff go because that episode was beautifully shot, beautifully acted. Everything with most of stuff about that episode was actually really good. But I can get some people's issues with the writing. Now, with that said, let's get in to my rewrite. Let me just get it up here. I'm going to start with how I change episode 3. So, when the whites are resurrected in the crypt, Melisandre appears and burns herself, killing the whites, but not before Gilly and her baby die, just to reinforce how serious of a threat these guys are, that they will kill babies and not think about it. They won't show any mercy, and everyone's just another target to them. So, after that, there are revealed to be secret tunnels in the crypts. Okay? I think that's a smart way. I think that makes sense that they would have in the crypts some escape plan. I just think that makes sense. Yeah, and I think Sansa leads the people out of there. Also, when the whites are trying to get into the castle, I believe, you remember that scene with Grey Worm? Grey Worm should die there along with most of the Unsullied. When they get in, Tormund and Brienne should both die. Not Jaime. I think Brienne should push Jaime away and sacrifice herself. But, and I also think Sam. Also, they should make a showing of Ghost's death. We should see Ghost be revived as a white, and just to show how horrifying it is. Really, of how this is the biggest threat, and they are the most powerful threat we have ever seen. Forget Ramsay Bolton, forget Joffrey, forget Walder Frey, forget the Faceless Men, forget Cersei. The White Walkers are the real deal. Okay? Also, Samwell Tarly will die. The scene where Jon has to decide whether to go to Bran or save his best friend, when he runs away, we should see Sam die. We should see him get completely killed. Deaded. Very dead. So, just another heartbreaking death. They're killing off some characters here. Also, Beric will survive. I need him. Because you kind of need him about he's the Lord of Light guy, the guy you need to explain stuff to you. So, yeah, I kind of need him alive. So, Jon is, when he's trying to get Bran, obviously we know Viserion is there. He's shooting fire. And Jon, in a last-ditch effort, jumps to get his sword. But Arya, instead of jumping on the Night King, when Melisandre says the blue eyes, you'd think she's, it's actually referring to the whites, and they want you to think it's Viserion. So, like that scene where when it appears the Night King, it looks like Bran is dead. He's deader than dead, and Arya jumps. It's gonna be like that. I wanted it to be like that for Jon, but this time Arya jumps on the dragon and tells him to go get Bran. She starts stabbing his top of Viserion, but she can't pierce through, and he throws her off, knocking her unconscious. And just as Jon's about to jump into the Godswood, Bran sends a message to him telepathically. Yeah, we're going Professor X on this shit. I don't care if it hasn't been established. I think it works that he, Three-Eyed Raven, has these kinds of powers. He tells Jon that he needs to get out of here. He is Azor Ahai, and he has to survive to kill the Night King. Jon and Bran says, "You need to do this." And Jon, with much sadness, and oh, and just let's just say to convince him, he says, "You need to get Daenerys out of here. You both need to survive for us to win. We need to lose this battle to win the war." So, Jon, in the toughest decision of his life, listens to Bran, and we see him run after Daenerys, who is grieving over Jorah's death, as we see her surrounded by whites. Jon gets on Rhaegal, picks her up, and they go flying off. And we see the Night King, instead of Theon running at him, because that's stupid, Theon is guarding, and the Night King just completely annihilates him, and he runs up and he sticks a sword through Bran. The first step, if the humans don't win, the memory of the world is gone. And the Night King boards Viserion and he gets up. He gets up and he doesn't burn Winterfell down because that makes no sense. His army is there and he's losing the chance to get new soldiers. So he just stays up in the air with Viserion. And you know what he does? He sends the White Walkers in. Because why were the White Walkers not used at all? They're his most efficient soldiers, and they can only be killed by Dragonglass and Valyrian steel. I believe whites can just be killed by any weapon. I might be wrong on that, but they never really made that distinction. But so the White Walkers annihilate the rest of the Dothraki, the Northerners, and the Unsullied. He raises them as whites. Now, the groups that are leaving. Sansa's group is safe under the crypts. Ish. There's a group, the Hound, Beric, Jaime, and Gendry find Arya unconscious and carry her as they leave in the snow, trying to get to the side of the White Walkers. Else? Jon and Dany leave on their dragons, but they have to fly the opposite way of where the Night King's going, which is past Winterfell to the other northern castles. And the episode ends where we see the White Walkers, all the whites, a white version of Ghost, Tormund, the Unsullied, the Dothraki. And remember, this is it. There are no more Dothraki. Well, there probably are a few spare calls, but there are not many out in Essos. This is the majority of the Dothraki race annihilated. And we just see all these whites risen, and that the final shot is the Night King riding Viserion over. That is episode 3. Now, episodes 4 through 6, I'm not going to put a specific episode marker on, because I'm not really good determining lengths. I don't know how long it would take in a show form. So these are unmarked, all right? So, we see the group from the crypts exit into, well, I think it makes most sense for it to be White Harbor because there are ships there. Or you could have them exit in some point in the north and they're just running to, and they eventually wind up in White Harbor, whichever one, I don't care. You guys can take whichever one you think sounds better. But Tyrion says, okay, we need to go to King's Landing. We need to try and barter with Cersei to stop the Army of the Dead. Because now that Tyrion has seen them in action, he's freaked out. But Sansa, she loves Jon, insists that they wait for him. So, yeah. Then we see the group, that's the Hound, Beric. The Hound, Beric, Gendry, Arya, who's woken up, and Jaime. Now they arrive and they meet with Sansa and they ask, where is everyone? And then Missandei's heartbroken. She thought Grey Worm would be with them, but she's also worried about her queen too, but Jesus. Missandei is gonna be like, she is torn up inside. Now I actually really like this. I think this is a really interesting thing. I'm not trying to like say my stuff is good. I just think this is cool. It's a cool thing. Jon and Dany are in the sky, and so is the Night King. So they would have to outmaneuver him and like just get away with him. So my idea is they fly the opposite direction of him to, they don't know this, the Iron Islands. Yara takes it back from Euron because most of his forces are in King's Landing. And guess what? Yara agrees to join the fight. And I think, as long as she gets to kill Euron. Yeah, they're safe, and like the Iron Islanders are amazed. They finally see dragons. And yeah, so I think that's cool. They then send a raven to all the northern castles just in case Sansa or anyone got there. And they send one to White Harbor and they say, we're going to King's Landing. Meet us there. So event, you know, they all go to King's Landing. They ride to King's Landing. Where now we switch to Cersei. Actually, no. I think this is cool. We're gonna get like certain flashes of northern castles the Army of the Dead are tearing through. Just say the Dreadfort, Moat Cailin, eventually White Harbor. Hey, if they wanna even be really fan servicey, Iron Wrath. The White Hill place, anywhere, and then we see now we're not gonna see this. I think it's best if Cersei learns about it. And Qyburn tells Cersei, we've had soldiers come back from River Run and Casterly Rock. They've both been taken. And Cersei assumes it's the dragon bitch. The white-haired, silver-haired bitch. But then this, no, they said it was the creatures they'd never seen before, completely tore through the castles. She doesn't want to believe it's the Army of the Dead. She's kind of insane, so she doesn't really believe it, but River Run and Casterly Rock will be completely wiped out, except for like one or two soldiers from each castle who managed to escape. She goes to tell Euron about the baby, which she gets really excited about because, he wants to be king. She never will be, but she also tells him to get the ballistas ready, which even though she knows the army of the dead is coming, she also knows Jon and Daenerys are coming. And she still wants to defeat Daenerys, even if an army of undead zombies are coming. That's just the way Cersei is. So I think she would still be focused on that. Jon and Daenerys meet Sansa's group, and they hug and get ready to walk into King's Landing. I think Sansa will be like, I wish I never had, I wish I wanted to, I hoped I would never have to come back here. But, I guess it's better than being in Winterfell right now. So then Cersei meets them at the gate with all the civilians watching, and they're like, the crown welcomes our guests, which is so such bullshit. They explain the situation to her, and first I think Sansa and Cersei should have a meeting, and then like they're acting all nice, but they both know they both hate each other. So the plan to stop them from getting into King's Landing is that they'll have wildfire arrows that can do a lot of damage at once to wipe out the whites. Jon Snow says, "Well, there's a problem. The Night King can't die from fire, and he has a dragon." Cersei doesn't believe him. She doesn't even believe that there's this Night King. She just believes there are a bunch of wild animals who are just here to kill. Which is untrue. So then Cersei and Euron have a private meeting, and she says, "While we're fighting, shoot the dragons down." Euron's a bit concerned, but he just wants to have a queen so badly that he agrees. And then he goes out on his ships and sees Yara. He wants to sh kill her, but then he sees. Then he remembers, then he sees the two dragons hovering above him, and he decides to hold off. So basically the same group of people who stayed inside during the fight against in the Battle of Winterfell stay inside during the Battle of King's Landing. But Cersei and Qyburn in the Mountain are there, along with like the noble woman, like we saw in, they're probably in the Red Keep, like in Blackwater. And the Hound is staring at the Mountain and basically says, "I'm coming to kill you." And the Mountain doesn't react. Jon and Dany are gonna mount their dragons to prepare. Arya's there, everyone's there preparing the fight, and we see this huge army approach. The archers get ready, but their faces go crazy. We see civilians lock their doors, some children looking out, and then you hear the screech of a dragon, and you know the battle is on. The archers prepare their wildfire arrows and they shoot it, but it does nothing because the Night King has green sight and force. Green sight, if you don't know, is what Bran has. He foresaw this, and guess what? The White Walkers were leading the army, absorbing the wildfire, so the whites wouldn't be touched. They breach the gates, and all hell breaks loose. They see Viserion. Cersei is mortified. Euron prepares the ballistas, but the blue flame completely devours the ships. Yara and Euron have to jump off. The Lannisters are completely massacred. Jon and Dany try their best, but the army is so much greater now that it's going that this will take everything they have. We see Arya and Gendry fighting each other, backing each other up. They make jokes like just like our fathers, huh? And it would be pretty cool. Then we're gonna see the whites start flooding houses and killing civilians. And it's gonna be brutal. We'll see them like just completely murder children, innocents. Kind of like what Daenerys was doing, but in like a much a better way, a way that makes more sense because, they don't care who they're killing. Then I want to see the Night King meet Jon and Daenerys in midair. But instead of meeting them, he dives bomb with Viserion to a garrison of Lannister troops, burning them alive and completely destroying them. The Hound kills a group of whites in his area, and while he has a breather, he goes into the Red Keep. Then we see Jaime. He kills some whites, and then he sees a White Walker. Now, this would be really cool to see like these individual characters like Jaime have a chance to fight a White Walker. They duel for a while until Jaime has the upper hand. And then, with an epic blow, he stabs it through the heart or through the chest and destroys it. Then we see the Golden Company cut down whites, and they are much more effective, even without elephants, than they were against Daenerys. And we see, yes, it's pretty cool. And it looks like the living have the upper hand. But then the Night King waves his arm in a circle, and he puts a blizzard over King's Landing, giving the dead a much better advantage. Next, we'll see Yara wash up on the shore of King's Landing, along with Euron. Euron, they both smile and they want both of them want to kill each other. They start fighting for a while. Yara stabs Euron in the leg, but Euron gains the upper hand and stabs her in the chest. He's about to finish her off, but he is completely tackled by like six whites who devour him. Yara is able to escape to behind a rock as she bleeds out and dies while being able to look at her uncles dying. Jon and Dany follow the Night King onto the ground, and the Night King steps off Viserion. Next, we go inside the Red Keep and see Cersei motion to the mountain to kill everyone in the room. She is clear, except of course for her and Qyburn. The mountain is about to start, but the Hound finds him. Basically, the same fight as that happens in the show, and they both die. Except into blue flame. Arya and Gendry keep fighting, but Gendry gets overwhelmed and dies. Arya looks horrified, and then we see the Night King approaches her. She remembers what Melisandre told her. You will shut many eyes. Brown eyes, green eyes, blue eyes, and she runs at him. But he grabs her. With her dagger, she drops it, tries to drop it into her second hand, but the Night King catches it and stabs her through the chest, killing Arya. I know, right? Pretty. This is what I wish would have happened. The Night King mysteriously starts heading towards the Red Keep. And A bunch of White Walkers join him. He motions for some to keep guard outside while he takes a few into the Red Keep. He tells Jamie gets through a secret entrance into the Red Keep as he to avoid the White Walkers, and he finds Cersei. Cersei has clearly gone insane, and Jamie, she hugs him, but and then she motions to Qyburn to burn them all. Jamie, realizing what this means, kills Cersei Lannister, choking her to death as he cries while doing it. He then runs down the hall after Qyburn, leaving a shocked Tyrion and Sansa. They hear a door open. Sansa, they run upstairs. The Night King enters. Cersei, with what little, such little life she has left in her, has now truly knows terror when she sees the way the Night King looks at her. She dies of fear. The Night King rises her back up as a white and sends her outside to the battlefield. When a Lannister guard goes to inspect, he is killed. The Night King goes down the hall, the same hall that Jaime went to, and sends one of the White Walkers upstairs. The only people that are able to hide are Missandei, Sansa, and Tyrion. Everyone else is murdered and turns into whites and sent to the battlefield. A scene that I would have made basically complete silence, except for some very, very low volume music. And we see basically Missandei is the first one to go. Tyrion and Sansa meet. They have a hug before a White Walker murders them both and sends all three of them as whites and sends them into the battlefield. Jaime finds Qyburn as he's lighting the wildfire, and he kills him. Just as he's about to leave, no, scratch that actually. Just as Jaime finds Qyburn, he is stabbed through the heart by the Night King. As Qyburn's about to unleash the wildfire, the Night King sends ice and snow from his fingers, freezing the wildfire, kills Qyburn. Like the others, he revives Jaime and Qyburn and sends him out on the battlefield. He then walks downstairs to the basement of King's Landing. Not King's Landing, no, the Red Keep. And what could be there? Well, you'll find out. Back on the battlefield, it comes clear that they're outnumbered. Beric Dondarrion, Jon Snow tells Beric and Dany that the only way to stop the Night King, the only way to beat the Army of the Dead is to kill the Night King. They're hopelessly outnumbered. Then we flash back to the Red Keep. And the Night King raises up his arms, knowing. Actually, no, I'm saving that for later. You'll see when that happens. Yeah. So what Jon Barrack tells him, if you are Azor Ahai. You must fulfill the prophecy. You tempered the blade in water. You must temper the blade in water. You must capture the lion. And then you must kill Nissa Nissa. You have already done the first two, but I think you know. When John asks who Nissa Nissa is, Barak tells him it was Azor Ahai's wife. John, realizing what he has to do, it pains him, but he asked Danny to come down. He says, "I'm sorry, I have to do this. I wish we could be together. You don't know how much I love you." Daenerys is confused. He stabs Daenerys through the heart and kills her. Jon Snow feels a change in his body, but his sword doesn't do anything. It does not become Lightbringer. When Jon asks Beric what's supposed to happen, said, "We do not know the ways of the Lord of Light, but you have achieved it. Now you can kill the Night King." Back to the Red Keep, we see the Night King walking down into the basement. We see him. We see him next to the skulls of the old Targaryen dragons. He approaches the largest one, Balerion the Dread. He puts his fingers on it. Suddenly, it shakes. The whole city starts shaking. He does that to all the other dragons, and the Red Keep is blown open by Balerion the Dread, now with blue eyes, joined by a many other large Targaryen dragons and some small ones. You could say he turned dragons out of stone. The Night King walks out, raises the dead. Jon Snow and Beric both run at him. Jon Snow leads the army in like an Avengers Assemble type moment, with both the dragons up ahead, burning down fire. Viserion, we see the White Walkers charge as well, in an epic final clash. Jon Snow and the Night King engage in battle. The Golden Company, it does a lot of damage as well through the dragons, but Balerion the Dread is on another level of power. He decimates the armies, but all they have to do is kill the Night King. Drogon has a battles Balerion the Dread, while Rhaegal battles Viserion. The smaller dragons are killed, but the medium-sized dragons are handled by Jaime Lannister. Oh, no, Jaime's dead. I forgot. Oh, not Jaime Lannister. Why did I say Jaime Lannister? I don't know. Just handled by whoever, by others. Next, Jon and the Night King engage in a battle. Jon is joined by Davos and Beric as they fight him 3-on-1. Jon appears to be gaining the upper hand, but the Night King knocks him back, but he doesn't go for the kill. He stabs Davos through the chest. And suddenly a flash of energy. The Night King's sword lights an icy fire. And Beric exclaims, "He is Azor Ahai. That is Lightbringer, which means we're the great darkness." John hears this and admits this. It makes sense. Humans are evil. We always have been. And if that's the Lord of Light's plan, so be it. But I'm not going to let my people die, my family die, because of a prophecy. The armies clash for a little while longer. Jon Snow starts the Night King, but the Night King is on another level. He annihilates the Golden Company and Drogon and Rhaegal are being outnumbered. While the Night King boards Valyrian on the Dread, while Jon Snow boards Drogon. They engage into battle, but Jon Snow jumps off Drogon with his sword and jumps onto the Night King, plunges his sword through the Night King's chest, and it spit out. Jon Snow goes falling to the ground, but Rhaegal saves him. Rhaegal and Drogon both. Rhaegal crashes into the water, dying, but Jon Snow survives. Jon Snow starts to lose hope, but his faith cannot be shaken, not now, not ever. He needs to do something. But then he thinks, if we can get him, if we can knock Lightbringer out of his hand, then we can kill him. The Night King exits, finds Jon Snow on the beaches of King's Landing, and they engage in their final fight. Jon Snow can barely keep up with Lightbringer, but he starts to be able to unleash counters on him. He knows he needs to resort to dirty fighting. He punches the Night King in the stomach, and as much as it hurts him, it does do something to the Night King. Their swords clash for a little while longer, and then he unleashes his great plan. He tackles the Night King into the water. The Night King's sword falls out of his hand. Jon Snow picks up his sword, and as and as he's about to plunge, his sword into the Night King's chest, he is interrupted when a White Walker pulls the Night King out and sacrifices himself. The Night King picks up Lightbringer, cuts John's arm off. As John is on the ground, the Night King gives him a smile, as if to say he respects him. And with one fatal blow to the chest, Jon Snow is killed. The Night King goes with a special ritual, and Jon Snow was brought back as a White Walker. When Beric Dondarrion sees Jon Snow and the captains of the army see Jon Snow, they drop their swords. They know their time is up. Beleriand the Dread finishes off Drogon, and the dead defeat the living. We then see the Night King approach the water. He starts to freeze the narrow sea. and the White Walkers and the Army of the Dead crosses it. Later in Meereen, we see Dario Naharis leading a last-effort stand with the Second Sons to fight against the Army of the Dead. But it's no use. He trembles in horror as he sees the dragons he once fought with kill. Later after that, the Stone Men are annihilated on Valyria, and the oceans are completely frozen. And then Jaqen H'ghar in Braavos accepts his fate. The Night King looks back home. He approaches the dungeons of the Red Keep. He finds two dead bodies there. Alaria Sand. See, no, forget that. That's stupid. You know what? They're dead. The Night King freezes the Iron Throne, smashes it, and returns back beyond the wall to his frozen palace where his home lies. And that is the end to A Game of Thrones. A Song of Ice and Fire ends with the great darkness being vanquished, just not in the way you would expect. So that's my take on how I would have done it. I know it's not the most professional. I would have loved if they did this, but I didn't expect them to. And I would have at least liked the Night King to make it to episode 6. But regardless, I'm hyped for episode 6. I gotta place my bets on the King of the North to make it to be the guy who gets the throne. Oh. So yeah. Also, I've also wondered on what the final scene will be. You know, I could honestly see it being the White Walkers showing that they're not, no one's really gone. But most likely it'll be something. Just a retrospective or something. It could also be Jon Snow's coronation or something like that. But well, thank you for watching this episode of The Ranker. I know it's an unorthodox one, but next week we'll get back to the rankings. There'll be another Game of Thrones one. I'm ranking every single episode. I'm undergoing an epic rewatch right now after this podcast ends. We'll have ranking of all 73 episodes. You don't want to miss that. As always, thank you for watching, and I will see you guys next time.